Moving on to a really heartwarming story. The U.S. Army is trying to recognize the best football players in high school in the country, not just on the field, but off the field. The U.S. All-American Bowl, the U.S. Army All-American Bowl is January 6th, San Antonio, Texas. They're going to be giving out the Player of the Year Award, and three of the candidates, Marvin Austin, Joe McKnight, Anthony Davis, are with us right now. We want to thank all of you. Let's first start with Marvin Austin. Let's find out about him and what this means to him. Marvin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, do you feel like a pro yet?
Nah, man, I don't feel like a pro. I just feel like a normal high school football player, just working hard and just honored to be asked to play in this game.
Hey, you're 6'3", 300 pounds, you run a 4.9 40. I went to St. Albans School in Washington, D.C., so my vote is for you just because I'm biased. I'm totally biased, but I'm going for Ballou, buddy.
Yeah, man, you know, I mean, I just worked hard and I worked on my speed. I actually ran a 4.69 this past year or whatever at the combine, but I'm just working hard and I mean, I won a championship this year, so I'm still right high on that, man.
That's awesome. And you got Maryland, North Carolina State, Notre Dame, Penn State, Tennessee, Southern California, Virginia. Who's your pick at this point?
I don't have one right now. I'm still undecided.
Well, tell you what, there's a guy named Pete Carroll who coached me, and he's a pretty good guy to play for. But once again, I am a shameless, biased non-journalist. Thanks for joining us, Marvin. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
Now, moving on to Joe McKnight. Congratulations, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Joe, you're from Louisiana. Tell me about your position at running back and what this means to be selected by the U.S. Army.
It means a lot to be selected by the U.S. Army. It just tells me that my hard work paid off.
And you're one of the new generation of high school athletes that have been recruited probably more intensely than ever before. What's it like to get hundreds of letters from colleges?
Well, it feels good to get 100 letters from colleges because it lets me know that they've been looking at my tapes and watching me play.
What do you think is the best thing that you bring to the game with your background? What's your best asset, what you'll bring to whatever, whether it's LSU or back at your home state or USC or Florida? I notice USC coming in there, Tennessee, Mississippi, Texas.
My greatest asset to the game is just making people miss and my vision of the game and my passion for the game.
Tell me, Joe, before we let you go, about education and how difficult is it when so many teams are recruiting you? How do you stay focused on your books?
I mean, education shouldn't be difficult. I mean, you must do the work, so it shouldn't be difficult at all. But while all these letters come to me and the visits getting set up for me, I mean, only thing I just had to stay focused in school and keep striving to achieve my goals.